Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Well, when they hit their quarterback 12 times, I don't like that. I don't like that stat at all. It's not a healthy way to play or a healthy way to keep our quarterback healthy through the remainder of the season.
Back to pass. Allen has time. Now steps up in the pocket. Pressure coming, and he's sacked from behind. Absolutely drilled. And he is in pain. Rolling left, looking for somebody downfield. Doubles back to his right, still on his feet, in the clutches, and he's dropped for a major loss on the sack.
Yeah, it's not fun. I ran into a couple myself. I got to be better throwing the ball away and living to see another down. And too many times I was going backwards.
Back to pass, pocket collapsing. Allen in trouble, and he's tripped up and dropped for another sack. This one by Daniil Hunter. Steps up in the pocket, pocket collapsing, and he's wrapped up, and he's going down for another sack. Way back at his 35-yard line.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
One word for this game. It's not a word I've ever played in Scrabble. It might not even technically be a word, but I think these days everything is. Woof. W-O-O-F. Woof. What do you think? You got a better one?
You can put three or four more O's in there.
Not in Scrabble.
I guess that's
you
right.
You need two, exactly. Not yeah, one, not right. Yeah. Three.
You can't, you're not going for
not six.
Effect.
This isn't Twitter, Bulldog.
In Scrabble, right. Yeah.
Woof. Eight sacks. Not only eight sacks, which is nuts, 70 yards. These are not plays where Allen gets sort of gently nudged out of bounds because the guy doesn't want to hit him because he knows it's 15.
Or tries to run and the guy clips his ankle and he's tackled a yard behind the line of scrimmage. Right. And so that counts as a sack.
Sacks can be for zero.
Yeah.
As long as you're not getting a yard on the ground, that's a rush. But a scramble for zero is a sack. 70 yards in losses. On eight sacks.
It's eight this sacks, is a new... and it's 12 hits, and it's 28 pressures.
Wow.
28 pressures. How many times? 34? I don't even know what the number of attempts was, but 28 pressures is insanity.
Well, I mean, sparks are flying today. Is this maybe a Houston thing? More than it is a Bills thing.
Well,
they ended Spencer Brown there for the night. Like, that guy tried.
Yeah.
He hung around, but you knew he was down bad well before he left the game and was all wrapped up. That was the part of the analysis of this matchup was that Houston was capable of that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Pittsburgh is too. That's for next week?
They've got an elite guy, and the other guy's not bad. I don't think it's this level.
This is the first year of this particular issue since at least when Allen was a rookie. Like, there were turnovers when he was younger, but there weren't sacks. There wasn't constant pressure.
I don't remember being more disappointed with how, I'm the idiot that all week was saying I like our guys on the edge. Like I think I have an antidote to what they do best. And
wasn't wrong.
It was evident right away that they weren't going to be able to handle it. I think, you know, there's so many different things you can attack here. You know, and I'm sure, I don't know, it's Friday and we got a short week next week and then another game on Sunday. So we'll see how it all plays out, whether we'll get into everything that is like on my mental checklist. Right, like single plays, like why this choice, why that choice? What are you doing here? What are you doing there? The overall to me is like, yeah, I mean, thank you to all the people that are dunking on me on social media for saying I trust Dawkins and Brown. The bigger issue, I mean, again, you know, yeah, I blew it, right? I was wrong. The bigger issue to me is once you knew that that was not going to happen, that you were in tough, they did not really do anything to help them. And I don't understand that. That is my, I for the first time have the sort of, a lot of people's default setting after any game that doesn't go right, especially on offense, is the coordinator, right? It's just, it's, and it's not saying it's always wrong, but it's just, it's always there. Bang on a, should have done this, should have done that. So predictable, right? We had a guy yesterday call us, say, I wish they'd stop running such predictable plays. And they're like, what do you really mean, you asked him? I think he means he wants them to not run the plays that don't work. And the guy goes, yeah. I'm like, yeah, okay. That's why I don't usually like to just start off with the coordinator. But I don't understand how you don't have a pivot ready for that scenario where they're just beating your doors in on the edges, your quarterback is getting hit and hurried and sacked, you know, the majority of the time he's dropping back, and you just kept I watched every sack over again today.
Wow, why?
Because I wanted to see how often they kept someone in to help.
Your job. That's good.
And
thanks.
There's one of the eight plays that I saw, like maybe a tight end chip someone. And furthermore, there's only one play where there's a blitzer gets him. Otherwise, it's rushing four. Those guys just winning quickly on the edges. And I don't know. I mean, it's possible that they would have thought, well, we can't get open when we send four guys out in a pattern. So what happens if we keep a tight end in? Or a tight end and a running back, whatever, and we only send two or three guys out, are we going to get open? That's a valid question. But at least I think you got to try it. I think you got to pivot to something because it just was not working to have him drop back time and again. It just was not working. And I don't understand how an NFL offensive coordinator going into that environment, you shouldn't be. I'm fine if Joe Brady and Sean McDermott and everybody thought, I trust my guys. I said it, right? They're closer to it. They believe in them. But as soon as you don't see it going well, you should have been prepared. You should always be prepared. What if Deion Dawkins at special round get hurt? And Alec Anderson is your left tackle or something in a game. You should be prepared to give them help if you need to, and they just did not ever give them any help. I don't understand that. It's just so repetitively dumb to just keep trying the same thing. I'm really, it's the first time I've ever felt like I have a crisis with the play caller because I just don't understand schematically what they were doing.
Well, I'll just play along with you here. I think maybe the answer to that question, like if you, not in a press conference, but if you ask that question to Sean McDermott or Joe Brady, I mean, Brady would be defending himself if you asked it of him. It would be, I just don't have the players. Like you sure, if you want to devote Jackson Hawes to one of those two guys, but you can't devote him to both.
Right.
I mean, you just want to go two tight ends, Reggie Gilliam all night, do the opposite of last week, sort of revert from the thing that everybody kind of thought was the elixir last week. I mean, they wouldn't want to do that. They were also never out of this game. There's so many different parts to this. Allen, just in that one McDermott soundbite, we've been talking about how you sort of, you're the one who says it. You detect these kind of like hidden messages, if you will, from McDermott, like we just don't want to get our quarterback hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And what an awful game, even in a win, it would have been Last week wasn't that much. They did win. I mean, it wasn't that much different. Like, he just taking tons of hits, and he's coming up on 30. Like, there is a long view here that I think is probably relevant to them and should be. I don't know. You want to take Brady on, you can. You want to take McDermott on or Allen on, you can. You can take on anybody you want after a game like that. You want to take on the defense, you can. They just don't have enough talent. And I think, not that I know anything like Brady would or could do that job or anything like that, but he does not have a player, including James Cook, by the way. He does not have a player he can go to in moments of stress. He does not have a get-out-of-jail-free card on that roster. And that, I know, is what we've been harping on constantly here, but is it wrong yet? Like, so Terrell Shavers goes 4 for 90 against Tampa Bay. What's his over-under for yards on FanDuel yesterday? 22. Guess what? Zero targets. Who is Tyrell Shavers? Great story. We love a story. Who is he? Shakir had a night. 8 for 110. Like, that guy had a night. What's the ceiling? You can't. There's nobody who can save you. The guy who it could be is Coleman, but, you know, he missed a meeting. So, and then they scored 40. They had the nerve to go and score 44 points.
And he's not he wasn't helping them when he was on the field anyway.
No, okay. But there's somebody where, like, game on the line, if anybody on this team can bail me out on a passing play, I don't know who it is. Maybe,
yeah.
It's him more than anybody else, I think. But I know. I know. Yeah. I'm not here to defend Coleman exactly. I just don't think they have the talent. And if they can't block for Allen on a team without somebody who can just, without Amon-Ra St. Brown or somebody who can just, like, save you. That's not even the best example. Somebody great who can bail you out. Then they're in real trouble. Now it's Pittsburgh. And not that anybody needs to hear this, but I spent, let's say, less than 4 hours this morning.
Okay.
On the play, because it was less than 4 hours on the playoff machine.
But it may have been 3.5.
You better win next week. Like, this weekend, Sunday is suddenly pretty big. New England, Cincinnati is big. Because if New England wins there, I mean, maybe just sort of write the check.
I already feel like that sitting here right now.
Lines moved schedule to 6. Like, yeah. It's Burrow now.
Yeah. All right.
They're not that good, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to give up on that, but we can argue about that.
I'm going to pick the Bengals.
Me too. I am too. Give me the 6. I am too.
Right.
And then Pittsburgh, Chicago, because if Pittsburgh wins, then, like, they're in the wild card conversation. Everybody's kind of waiting for them to just lay down for the Ravens at the Bears. They're aren't they, like, is it 2.5 they're getting at Chicago? Anyway.
No, you're in the mire now. You're tied with the Chargers. You have one more win than Pittsburgh. Hence the point about their game with Chicago on Sunday. Jacksonville is nipping at your heels. This team you just played last night is one game behind you.
Watch out.
With a tiebreaker, head to head on you.
Watch out.
So,
don't you think?
Yeah, if that team can figure out how to play offense at all, I mean, that feels to me like, not to overstate things, like, you know, recency bias and whatever. Since the Bills got this good, right, look, 5 years running into season 6 or whatever we are here of this, I feel like that's the best defense I've seen in the league in a single game. I don't know if, like, I was listening to Brownie and Steve, I usually do on my way in, and Chris said, like, home versus road, they're different. They're still good, but they're just a different beast.
Houston?
In their building, yeah. I have not seen a defensive performance that was, the secondary, I mean, the picks causing fumbles, the pressure, the interior, everything about it, they looked like the best defense I've seen in 5 years.
Well, there's two sides to that.
Who are they playing?
Right.
Right now.
I think the Bills, I think it's been true on defense, and last night it looked like it might have been true on offense, where, like, this is a team you want to play, the Bills. Because they don't get open, there's nothing scary about it, and if they can't just blow you off the ball, which they could not do at all, anything close to that last night, they get the one great Cook run.
Right.
Which isn't even really there. Like, he sort of makes that.
Yeah, just like it just broke open. Yeah.
Just what are they – the thing about the Bills, if not Cook, he's a running back, you know, whatever. There's like 20 of them. The thing about the Bills that scares you as an opponent is Allen. And when you get that kind of performance up front, okay. Like,
you're cooked.
It's not that hard.
And on the other side of the ball, there was absolutely zero pass rush. I mean, the defense did stabilize. They gave up a field goal in the second half. I mean, they kept the team in the game in the second half. But they had their warts, too. I mean, that drive after the Davis kick return was just a killer with a minute 40 or whatever they had to work with. And they just right down the field with Davis Mills, right? But part of that is there was nothing. It was like polar opposites. As far as pressure on the quarter, Davis Mills and his giant neck all day back there. Like, he just did not really feel any heat at all.
That drive. Like, how did you feel watching it? Houston is up 10-9. Mills is terrible. Like, there's every pass, even the completions were off. He's 4-for-13, maybe at the time. He finds Kirk. Okay, well, he's open. Wide open, would you not agree? Mm-hmm. For 10-9. And then you get the Allen pick on the tip. After that, Houston doesn't want to try. They just want they want to hold on. Like, they've got their blanket and they're holding on to their blanket. And okay, so 13-9. And I'm sort of like, if I smoked, I'd have a cigar, because like the Bills are just fine here. Mm-hmm. 13-9. I actually wrote out a tweet. It's halftime here in Houston with the Bills up 16-13. Because to me, like, they were just going to drive for a touchdown and lead at halftime.
And then get the ball coming out in the third quarter.
You know, maybe I'll be right. People are like, oh, are you a time traveler? Are you actually there? Like, okay, well, I didn't tweet it. So then Davis goes all the way, and it's already 16-13. Like, I'm laughing. Like, this is classic Bills.
Yep.
They've got, just like last week, Allen's missing all the time, turnovers after turnover after turnover, and, oh, they won by 12. Like, that's been how many games in the last 5 years of Bills football have been like, well, do we want to talk about their problems? Maybe. What kind of mood are we in? Because they're going to win anyway, and it's hilarious. So the Davis kickoff return, and now I think, like, Houston is probably cooked because Mills is so bad. Like, even the completions were bad. Just off. The timing's bad. The placement's bad. Come on with this guy. What happens? Finds Collins for 19, timeout. Eventually finds that big one to Kirk, if you remember, to get them to the 8-yard line with 12 seconds to go in the half. They throw incomplete, and they call a timeout with the clock stopped. This is amateur hour. Like, Houston just does not know. This guy does not know how this is supposed to work. And nevertheless, he has that slant to Higgins. Cam Lewis falls down.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's just there. You've got Taron Johnson adventures, and you've got that play. And somehow they are ahead again at halftime. And that's when I went, like, what am I looking at? Are the days of you can get away with all your flaws over? At halftime of this game, that's where my mind was. And still, I mean, I don't know if that had to be right, but right down to the last couple of minutes, somehow,
they had
fourth and 27,
right,
fourth and one, red zone, they're still like, what would have been their chances to win before the Dawkins false start? It's 24 seconds down four at the fourth and one at the 17. Allen's going to run for the first down, automatic. Right. They have a timeout left. Like, who would you bet on?
They're in, I don't want to say great shape.
Who would you bet on?
But
they go the whole night. Everybody gets hurt. Allen cannot be saved in the pocket. Guys are out. Houston's defense. I'm at the 17, fourth and one with a timeout. I'm going to win.
Yep.
My wife was up. She got home from that Goo Goo Dolls. The whole time, like, fourth and 27, like, you watch, they'll get it. Easy game. Fourth and one. You watch, they'll get it.
Well, you get a play like that.
How do you lose?
Right. You should. I was texting with Sam. Will be with us in a couple hours. I was texting with Sam last time. Like, you yank that play out of your you know what. You win. You win the game. It's just, you know.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And instead, it's just like a footnote. It's not going to exist in our, you know, orbit ever again. Houston, maybe they'll laugh about it because they got away with it. I'm just so it's disheartening, and I don't get usually disheartened. I'm stunned that they had such a tough time handling them and didn't do anything about it. Like, that's two different things. Because, okay, you got they're elite. Your one guy was compromised. Okay, what am I going to do about it? The same thing I'm doing all night. What? That just blows my mind. Maybe you're right. They just don't have. Like I did say when, you know, laying that out. Initially, like, if I'm Joe Brady, maybe I think if I take guys out of the pass pattern, I'm digging a grave for myself because I can't win when I have five guys out there running around, let alone, you know, like two. So what am I? But at inception, you're doomed. You're getting beat like a drum every play.
That's just new.
That is new. That I did not. I mean, there's a reason why I felt like as confident as I did about those guys.
That's not going to happen all the time.
You're not playing those dudes. So, and you know, if Allen finds Dawson Knox on fourth and six, or Dawkins doesn't fall start on fourth and one to begin with, and they get a first down and they find their way into the end zone and they escape, there is a lot of, well, let's just hope you don't have to see that team again. Right, because it looked like maybe like Baltimore was last year. Like this is a bad matchup, and okay, I trust my guys, but at that team, holy kryptonite, Batman! Sorry, mixing up superheroes. But I they didn't get it, obviously, and so you're left with holy cow. And again, to me, yeah, I'm not worried. I don't know. We'll see what they can handle against Pittsburgh. See how healthy Spencer Brown is in 10 days. But I don't expect the Bills to have a crisis every week at offensive line. But if the people in charge of running the whole thing, running the offense, aren't prepared for a calamity when it comes, I mean, I know it's a short week, but come on. Like I already said, any week you go into a game, one of those guys could leave in the first series, or both of them. And you might have to do something different that allows you to protect your quarterback a little bit more. I do feel like, maybe I'm just in the mood, I don't know, but you mentioned McDermott and sort of comments he's made that feel like he maybe is pushing back against certain narratives that have been out there about him and his style, and just messages to the people around him. How he talked about getting the quarterback hit last night to me sounded like an email he could be sending to Joe Brady. Like, what you're going to get us killed because it's us at this point. Like, without him, we're all cooked. When he's lying there in the first quarter, it's like, okay, this is all over.
Kicking his legs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Football Friday on WGR. It's tight today. Eric Wood will join us at 4, moved from Monday, day after the game. No Sal. We thought it was too tight.
It's not that tight. We got some time.
Sam Paniadovich, 5:30. We'll squeeze in picks. We got a hockey game. Pre-game at 6. That tightens it.
That does, yes.
Let's stop talking now. 803-0550, back in a snap. Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.